It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? It is February 23rd. This is Fightful Wrestling. It is the list and your boy. I am Sean Ross Sapp. We are here live until about 3:55 Eastern, at which time I will go and debut my new gimmick on Quizzlemania, Jimmy. I know you just love these days.
Oh, I watch all of them live, Sean.
I know you do. Well, no list goes on today, but I'm making it up to you guys. You get exclusive interviews on FightfulSelect.com. How about this today? If you're watching this, I assume you just don't care about spoilers, because why the hell else are you watching my show? I just broke the news that Swerve Strickland, is signing with AEW. It was speculated in the Observer last week. This has been in motion for several weeks. His deal, well, you know what? You can go over to FightfulSelect.com for the details, but that's not it. There is another big free agent name backstage at AEW Dynamite tonight. FightfulSelect.com has that. It also has my interview with Virgil. I did not prepare for the reach this would have. I interviewed X-Pac last night, and he's like, oh, I saw it.
Really?
And apparently Eric Bischoff was talking about it on his show.
Really?
I had no idea how that would go.
You did tell me that, you know, certain WWE personnel saw it.
Yes.
And I'll be completely honest with you. I think maybe because of the way you set it up, it came off better than I expected. I mean, yes, it was awkward and he was in a whole other universe.
I didn't think it would ever be airable under any situation, but as it turns out, some people like to watch a train wreck. And I just want to say, guys, I don't want you to target Virgil. Virgil was a very sweet man. He was very nice.
Yeah.
It was awkward. It was just a weird thing, but you know what's not weird? Sending in super chats, sending in humper chats. Go to humperchats.com. If you go, Sean, what in the hootin' heck are humper chats? Well, that's our PayPal Streamlabs platform. You can leave questions before we go in the air. Like, for example, if you want to leave questions for tonight's AEW show, you can do that. We've got Dante saying, for the Twitter Defense Fund, they're on your case when the article isn't behind a paywall. There's no winning with Twitter. Guys, I hear your concern. Well, okay. I hear the few of your concerns about us covering Bryan Danielson saying AEW isn't quite perfect. If that's what you're pretending to be mad about today, boy, you've got a lot of other things to worry about. A lot of other things to worry about. We cover things in kayfabe. I don't know if you guys know this, but we cover things in kayfabe and in shoot. And I would like to think that our audience doesn't need their hand held with a big parenthesis that says kayfabe after it. So, and honestly, none of the wrestlers would want us to do that. They would want those lines to be blurred. And also, we don't write anything without expecting people to click on it and get the context, because we don't get paid off the retweets, Jimmy. We get paid off those super chats, those humper chats, those subscriptions, those clickety clacks.
Where is the wonderful Humper Chat overlay that you made my team design that you never put up?
Made? You mean
yeah,
this,
that's right.
Jimmy?
Look at that. Beautiful. Beautiful.
It is beautiful. Why didn't they make a shirt?
I believe they did make a shirt, and I saw somebody posted a picture of it on Twitter.
Nah, that's different. That's a different one. That's the camel logo. I like the camel as our mascot, though. I really, really like that. But let's go ahead and get into some super chats, some Humper Chats. Ty says, so excited for Swerve to debut. Him fighting Sammy, Darby, and Keith Lee would be incredible. He's a big one. They have a lot of hopes for him. A lot of hopes for him. And
isn't it amazing when you look at, say, the under 30? He's under 30, yeah?
I'm sure he is. Let me look.
Probably pretty close anyway.
Yeah.
When you look.
He's 31.
Okay. So when you look at, say, 31 and under, 30 and under, it's just so obvious WWE versus AEW. There's just AEW's got a much stronger, younger foundation than WWE does. I mean, that's just how it is. And people can be pro WWE and defend that all they want. It's reality. There's a much better, stronger, younger era of talent in AEW, not because they're better talents, but because they're positioned better.
Yeah.
That's just reality. And so now they're adding another one.
Well, buddy, we are going to have plenty of contract news, departure news, a lot of stuff coming to FightfulSelect.com. Guys, honestly, I mentioned this on the backstage report and the Q&A. I thought this would be like a churn month where we would lose a few subscribers because it's a short month, but we're setting records every day. And guys, I can't tell you how important that is. That adds legitimacy to what we do. So thank you guys. I've got people that will hit me up now and say, hey, I want to do interviews with you and I want it to be behind the paywall.
Really?
And that's pretty fantastic stuff. One of the exclusive interviews we have, EC3 talking about the control your narrative stuff. He has heard your concerns that it will be political or sociopolitical. And considering some of the talent involved, I understand. He addresses that on there. He's going to join me every week, kind of like a manager for a baseball team, like kind of running down the team of the last week. We're going to go through that. So you're going to have more and more content for just $5. And as we get into today's topics, this show is brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful. We'll tell you more about them later. Riley Walker says Shaka Khan is all I need. I would be shocked if they didn't use a version of that song for Swerve. Matt Raikiel says, very interesting. Name it Dynamite and an inevitable signing. This is huge. If both debut tonight, go subscribe to Select if you want to know. I wouldn't expect Swerve to debut tonight. I'm not expecting that. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com to find out why. Another name that's backstage, I was shocked to find out about, but Matt says, do you think Buddy Matthews is debuting tonight? I don't. But I'm
teasing
don't know.
It. But they're I teasing don't know. It. Yeah.
I mean, okay. Yeah, they've got the match tonight. So
and the House of Black stuff. Yeah, they've been teasing it.
I do think it's possible, but we'll see. Get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. Jimmy, what do you got on the list?
You know something, when I was going over topics this morning, the one name that I was not going to put on here was Cody Rhodes. And I told Sean off the air, the reason I wasn't going to do this because he's getting bothered a lot by people. What's the latest with Cody Rhodes?
Well, I'm bothering people a lot about it too.
Well, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. But
the
only
thing that bugs me and bothers me is when I'm having like a normal conversation about like football or something and somebody drops in the replies, what's up with Cody Rhodes?
Right.
That shit's annoying. Like, right. I understand not everybody subscribes to Select, and that's fine. You don't need, not going to hold that against anybody, but come on. Like, a reply, what's going on with Cody Rhodes, is not going to prompt me to be like, well, I was holding it back, guys. But I'm sending people close to the situation, the Tyrone Biggums, Dave Chappelle GIF saying, y'all got any more of those Cody Rhodes tidbits? I need some of that. I need them. There has not been a lot of movement. When I was asking like, hey, WWE, what's going on? I would just be like, the stuff I would hear was if he comes in from all the talent, if he comes in, mm-hmm. I had a big report after our show last week, Jimmy. I talked to at least 10 talent in WWE and it was unanimous. Like positive, like, yeah, that would be great. That would be awesome. We like Cody. Now, again, that only reflects the number of people that I spoke to. But I mean, there were people in Saudi that were like, what do you got on this Cody thing? Like, that was shocking to me. People mm-hmm. jet lagged off flights, wanting to know what the hell was up with Cody Rhodes. But there was one top wrestler that said that they thought it was the most exciting thing in WWE in a long time, if it happens. Mm-hmm. And it's a possibility of hope. They're pulling somebody from the other side. And yep. This is really the first opportunity WWE's had to do that yep. because those contracts are just now coming up, Jimmy.
And they're pulling the guy.
Yes.
If that happens, that'd be like AEW signing John Cena. Really?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about
No,
John.
But it's pretty. It's no, what I'm saying, like Cody inspired the creation of AEW. He was their top guy, really.
If AEW signed John Cena, then AEW would do 2.5-3 million.
No, you're right. But what I'm saying is, in terms of the WWE equivalent,
as
AEW
their guy.
Losing. Yeah, sure, that's what yeah. I meant. That's what I meant.
Yeah, just definitely not in star power. I don't want anybody.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant.
But guys, I do hear you. I'm always working to get more Cody news. Y'all seem to like that. I mean, Jimmy, it completely swallowed up the Steve Austin news. I didn't expect that. 19 years out of the ring and him possibly coming back. And it's like this guy that a bunch of people say, nobody cares about him, swallowed up the news.
Yeah.
Swallowed it up.
And I got to admit to you, Sean, like with all due respect to Cody, like I've never been as a wrestling fan. I've never been a fan of Cody Rhodes as a wrestling fan.
I have.
Like, I just haven't. I respect, you know, what he accomplished. I respect that the first All In show, no television deal, him and the Bucks sold out 10,000 people in Chicago. Respect all of that. Inspired the creation of AEW. I respect all of that. I've never been a fan of his as a wrestling fan. And when he left WWE, to see, what's it, 3 years later, 4 years later, that this buzz, like you said, kind of put the potential return of Stone Cold Steve Austin, the biggest draw in the history of the business, on the back burner. It's something, man. And it's a feather in Cody Rhodes' cap for sure. And Raw this week, I love the subtle teases on Raw this week.
Yes.
You got Rey Mysterio talking about Miz's mystery partner, calling him an outsider. You had The Miz teasing it, saying that his partner is a celebrity and he's from a fighting family and reality star and all this stuff. Then you had Edge issue an open challenge. And some people are, you know, wondering if that could be Cody, but he did say he wants the match to be phenomenal. But still, he issued the open challenge, and that got people kind of wondering if it could be Cody. A lot of subtle teases on Raw. There's no way Vince McMahon has the wherewithal to do that. Like, who's responsible for that? Because it sure as hell is not Vince McMahon.
I'm sure that Miz is very aware of it, but I'm sure that they're, I mean, I don't know who would specifically write that line. That's putting me on the spot there, Jimmy.
No, I understand. Like, does Miz have enough creative
power? Yes, absolutely. He's got enough trust to where he could do that.
He could just do it. And so him and Ray could talk beforehand and then they could just say it and Vince is going to you know, cut their throats. All right. Okay.
We got Chris saying, is there too many guys in AEW and not enough TV time? Sometimes. Yeah, I think there are, but I think having that deep roster is more beneficial than it is detrimental to them.
I mean, we talked before about the benefit of time off cycles, and I do absolutely think the roster is too big. We'll talk a little bit later about Tony Khan and his surprise thing because it's a crutch for him now. But I definitely think the roster is too big, but I firmly believe in the value of time off cycles.
Yeah.
And if you can keep doing that, especially with your mid-level, the top-level guys, they're going to stay hot all the time. Yes. So I'm a believer in it. AEW is only doing television and then they got Dark, you know, so that guys can get their reps in. Look at Moxley. Moxley went away for what was it? 2 months, Sean? Maybe?
Yeah.
And he came back maybe hotter than when he left. And this is the benefit. And if they can keep doing this, number one, guys stay injury free. They can heal up nagging injuries. They come back hungry. They come back excited. They got more enthusiasm. There's a lot of reasons to do it.
You get that return pop, as you mentioned. You always get that return pop. I Am Alucha says a couple of bucks to keep the Dong Lord in his money dance. You think Proud and Powerful are up next for those tag belts? Yeah, I do. I think they're being set up for that. And I think that would make a lot of sense. They are so good. They are so good. And this split and the win over Jericho is something that I think is very important.
Especially pinning Jericho.
Cher Delaware says, do you think any fights on Dynamite will top the fight at Malibu Jacks? So, did you see this on my Twitter, Jimmy?
No.
Okay. I had a night off Saturday after the Saudi show. Cher Delaware, her kids, my friend Corey, Nikita Krylov fan, and my wife went to Malibu Jacks, which is like a family arcade place, right?
Uh-huh.
And we were joking about fights breaking out. And then they point into the kitchen area and they say, hey, or the dining area. And they said, hey, there's a fight. Well, I pulled my phone out, Jimmy.
Of course you did.
And I filmed it. And people are slinging chairs and being thrown over tables and all this.
Really?
7 people were arrested, Jimmy.
Really?
There were 11 cop cars. I got contacted by NBC and CBS affiliates. I was supposed to be interviewed on the air until something else happened.
Wow, really?
My video got pirated and put all over Facebook. It was hilarious. Fortunately, nobody got hurt, but apparently there were some guns and some waistbands. Like, why are you bringing guns to play putt-putt golf? It's Kentucky. Come on, people.
Wow.
But no, none of those fights will top that. Some stupid punk says not everyone is subscribed. What are they, dorks? Matt J says Cody trolling people with the Go Big Show tweet. I haven't seen that yet. I will check it out. Tim Traver of the Diecast Collective, our buddy, says, just supporting my Fightful family in a few weeks, March 6th. I'm going to turn 35. Buddy, we appreciate you. Sending love to you and your father. You're all, you guys are always so supportive. And you know we'll be wishing you a happy birthday.
Milestone.
Van Twinblade asked if we've watched Black Wrestlers Matter for St. Louis yet. Nope, haven't had the time. I've been super, super slammed.
Well, apparently you're at Putt-Putt Golf, you know, witnessing fights.
I am. It was great. Oh, boy. Here we go, Jimmy. Don't say anything that will get us canceled, please. But it's a hot topic. I got to cover it. Tremaine says, yeah, Cody's important, but Nikita.
Jimmy.
What? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What?
Just your reaction. But I didn't even get to Nikita Lyons'
name.
As soon as I saw her name. You go. Well, okay.
Because here I saw that was a big thing.
Tremaine says, let's just say I hope she becomes a great wrestler in the future so we can all talk about her more. I've got some mutual friends with her, I've learned. I posted that thing on Twitter, and I had people that were like, hey, I know her. That's Faith Jeffries. I'm like, yeah, that's her. But this is what people were talking about. It's the pin.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, her kicks are legitimately amazing. I used to teach kickboxing back in the day. Great kicks. Nice. But let's talk about specifically, okay, or not talk about it. I'll present it without context. This tweet went viral yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. You actually posted that. Good for you, Sean. I saw that.
Quote,
you know, for me,
quote,
for me,
goddamn, Nikita Lyons got them shitters, end quote. Well, Jimmy, people are like, why do you say it's plural? Well, Jimmy, it was 2-22-22. It's all about the twos. You got to go plural on 2-2-2-2-2 Tuesday.
For me, it was more than just the pin. It was the move that led to the pin. It reminded me of John Tenta with like the earthquake butt splash.
I thought the kick was very, very good.
Well, the kick first, but she didn't just like land across her for a pin. She did the earthquake jump up and boom, like dropped on her, like kind of like the John Tenta. That's almost like, you know, this era, I guess, John Tenta earthquake splash.
I think their builds are a little bit different, Jimmy.
I'm just saying, you know, the move itself was like this era, sure. Like the evolution of it.
You know what's fascinating to me about John Tenta earthquake? He was like 25 when he feuded with Hogan.
Yes, I know.
Okay, he was like 26. He was 26. That's unreal.
There is a newspaper article that you can Google, and it was John Tenta when he just came back from Japan and was deciding, he went back to British Columbia, Canada, where he was from, and he decided, I'm going to try my hand at pro wrestling. Yeah. And if you Google it, you can find the newspaper article. He was like 21, dude, when he came back from Japan.
So there's underrated.
There's a black and white picture of him in the article. He looked 42.
Yep. It's true. I mean, he was so, so freaking underrated.
Did you know that Stone Cold Steve Austin one time, and I don't know how this stuff just comes to my head, but it does. Stone Cold Steve Austin one time asked Bret the Hitman Hart, when you were in Calgary Stampede Wrestling, who were the legit tough guys in the locker room? And I think Stone Cold figured he was going to say Tonga, King Tonga, which was Haku, and Bad News Brown. Bret Hart said John Tenta. He said John Tenta was a legit badass.
I'm not surprised. So, have you seen the footage of him going at it with a fella in Japan?
No, I don't think I have.
It's worth seeking out. Matt says, do you think Fight will air Revolution in the U.S. like they did with All Out in Full Gear? I don't know. I've been asking. I don't want to give a yes or no answer, but I think we'll get an answer next week. We've got Angle Podcast saying, thoughts on Ziggler main eventing NXT. Where does he go moving forward on Raw? Hoping for a singles push. I like that he's doing it. I liked it back in the day when Cesaro and Titus and Tyson Kidd did it. I think that it's very good. You want Dolph Ziggler working with a guy like Bron Breakker. If I were WWE, I would have Bron Breakker on the road right now. I'd have him doing house shows with Dolph Ziggler in front of live crowds, Jimmy.
It's obvious that they're not doing this for Dolph Ziggler. They're doing this for Bron Breakker. And why did it take so long for them to integrate NXT and main roster? Like, how did that take so long? Because they should have been doing this the entire time. And so I think it's a great idea. I think that Dolph Ziggler is the perfect guy for Bron Breakker to learn from. And next week, they're bringing Bobby Roode back to NXT because they're going to do a tag match with Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler.
He's another one. Have him work with him, too.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And a guy like Bron Breakker, he can really benefit because he's still so new. He can really benefit working with some of these veterans.
Old Guru says, I'm finding NXT 2.0 more and more enjoyable now than just a month ago. Me too. Me too. They're starting to find some of the things that work, put people that aren't that good in situations where they'll thrive a little bit better. Alan says, why are they bringing guns? It's Kentucky. I mean, that's like a very tame end of Lexington as well. Josh says, sad part is all everyone's talking about the outfit, not her, just the wrestler. I mean, legitimately, her kicks are fantastic. I was blown away when I saw her doing like heavy bag work on Instagram. Like, it takes a long time to master kicks like that. And I was like, why didn't you all lead with that instead of that terrible, terrible promo that they did? I think that that would have been a lot better. We have Johnny saying, if Cody is not signed to WWE, do you think it's plausible the Turner Company steps in to negotiate?
Warner Media. Yeah.
Warner Media.
Ultimately, I think it's Tony.
They possibly, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I don't know if that's already happened or not. I haven't learned anything about that, but I know that they've been a little more hands-on of late. But from what I understand, they had the same team when they went from TNT to TBS. They worked with like a team that's associated with maybe a couple different people associated. Chris Rain says, the Swerve news made me so happy. Huge signing for AEW. Can't wait to see what he does for them. I think he's going to be big for them. I think he's going to be a crossover star for them and do some additional stuff. And I believe that's their hope as well. Some Stupid Punk says, paying tribute to the Kings. I'm relatively new to Twitter and ignoring at Jimmy and SRS, ignoring me on there. I have to say that the Iron Sheik Twitter is a mood. We built this city on rock and roll, beating the fuck out of Hulk Hogan. Well, I'll get you a little scoop on that Twitter account on the Virgil interview, my friends, but I cannot humanly possibly reply to everything or else I wish I could, but I promise I'm not ignoring anybody. My stuff is so filtered up on Twitter that if you don't have your email verified and your phone number verified, I don't see your notifications. Sorry, not sorry.
And I apologize, but I don't really respond to anybody. I just don't. Sean knows it. I don't really respond to anybody.
Matt wants Adam to win at Revolution. Don't we all? At least that means somebody wins. What else you got?
All right, let's talk about Tony Khan. Now, a couple of times on this podcast, I've talked about how, and this is my opinion, so the pro AEW people, don't shit on us. This is my opinion. I have felt that Tony Khan has a tendency to tease surprises too often. I feel like it's become his crutch. I feel like outside of the top guys, character development is really lacking in AEW. storylines outside of the top guys really lacking in AEW. And I feel like they keep going to the well with surprises all the time. And, you know, Eric Bischoff, he created this thing called SARSA, story, anticipation, reality, surprise, and action. He said those are necessary components to tell a great story in wrestling. So surprise is a great thing. But I think that if you overutilize it, it's going to be harder and harder to meet fan expectation. And I think that's what Tony Khan's going to run into. So this time around, last Friday on Busted Open Radio, he said that he is, quote, working on something pretty big. He didn't suggest if it was a talent signing or what it could be, but he said, quote, it would be massive.
I've asked talent. They don't know. They don't know what it's about.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you a couple things that are rumored, and then you can tell me if you think that it would be special or whatever. One of the rumors is that he's working on a Super Show pay-per-view, working with other promotions like New Japan Pro Wrestling, Impact, maybe the NWA. Do you consider that to be massive as he? I mean, obviously, if you get some of the top guys from New Japan, it would be, right? If you get some of the top names.
Yes, that would be major. I don't think that's on the horizon, but I could be wrong. I'm happy to be proven wrong on that. But I think that would be big. If you do like a super show with everybody,
right?
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Another rumor is that he's going after the Ring of Honor tape library. And I know that Ring of Honor still has plans in place, but they are now more or less going to be just an independent promotion, really. And so it's viable that that could be up for grabs and that Ring of Honor could even become an AEW brand. Like all of that is viable.
Yes, I think that that would be I think that would fit the bill of the announcement too, especially considering the footage associated with that would be major for them to finally get into like the documentary, or not finally getting into the documentary game, just getting into things. Right. Like just like doing that.
In terms of signings, can you think of anybody that would be considered massive at this stage that's available?
Bray Wyatt would be massive for them, for a lot of people. For a lot of people, he wouldn't be. As far as signings go, somebody is going to be mediocre to everybody. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be minimized no matter what. It depends. Like, there are people who you might have no idea are free agents or available. Off the top of my head, there aren't many that I would consider massive. But while we're on the subject of signings, Swerve Strickland just tweeted this little wink face out at our Fightful Select story of him signing with AEW.
There you go. Awesome. And then I guess the other rumor, although I don't think there's anything to it, but there are suggestions that Cody might actually end up re-signing with AEW. I just don't see it based on everything we've heard, but there are suggestions that could still end up happening.
I don't think he would bill that as massive.
Right.
But objectively, after the last week and a half, I can tell you that would be massive based on the business that we have done in views, in clicks, in web traffic, in subscriptions, in response. Like you can feel however you want to feel about Cody Rhodes.
Right.
To say that there is not a massive interest in him is objectively wrong. There is. It's second only to CM Punk since I've covered pro wrestling. And we've broken some pretty nice stories over here.
100%. Yep, 100%. All right, and now another AEW question I'm going to ask you. I never thought I would ever ask this one, Sean. But I'm going to ask, there are unconfirmed reports, and I want to make that clear. There are unconfirmed reports that Tony Khan and AEW are supposedly trying to convince Bret the Hitman Hart to have a match.
What?
Yep, I read a couple of things today about this. And there are suggestions that Dax Harwood has been wearing Bret Hart clothing a lot.
He always wears Bret Hart clothing.
Well,
he's like the biggest Bret Hart fan.
The suggestion is that FTR is on board with trying to get Bret Hart to do something with AEW.
What?
Yes. Have you heard anything about that whatsoever?
No, this is the first I've heard of it.
Can you look into it for me?
Why, yeah, I'll look into it.
Look into it for
me.
I mean,
here's the thing. When somebody said Austin is coming back, I said, come on.
Yes.
And when somebody said, when CM Punk is coming back, I said, come on.
Exactly.
But what? I swear, if you pick this up from like some dumbass troll, like I'm going to be annoyed.
Yeah, it was Sean Ross Sapp sucks.org.
Yeah, well, I'm sure somebody's got that registered. I mean, Dax is a giant Bret Hart fan. He always has been. I mean, I've had conversations with him about Bret Hart matches before. Like, he's just a big, big fan. Ty says, this is just for being the best wrestling news in the industry. Thank you for keeping us fans in the loop. Well, thank you for caring. We really appreciate that. We really do. We are very much publicly funded, and it's very important to us that you guys subscribe and send super chats, humper chats, all that good stuff. Matt says, I would disagree about Tony if AEW had 12 pay-per-views a year. I don't need 12 pay-per-views from them. I like them stacking televised shows as well, because Jimmy, as we have learned, there's a big bunch of money in television rights, and they need to stack those shows. They need to show you, no, you cannot miss our weekly show. They have to condition their audience like that, because when I see it dip down to 800, I'm like, that's within range. If I see it dip down to 700, that's concerning to me.
I 100% agree, because the business model has changed. And that's why, again, when you think back to the 90s, when Eric Bischoff was the guy that decided, let's try pay-per-views once a month. Well, yes. Back then, you were earning that revenue as a separate revenue stream for the company.
It was a brilliant idea then.
Yeah, it made sense then. But now, like you said, television rights is where they make most of their money. Now, if somebody ever comes along and says, hey, AEW, we want to give you a streaming deal, and we want the streaming deal to include a live show every weekend or once a month on weekends. Cool. Then maybe we'll do a pay-per-view a month because we have a streaming deal. Until you have that, I completely agree. Stack your television show, because that's where your money is. 100% agree.
Thank you, Tim Traver, for another donation. Jace says, could it be something akin to the WWE Network? If I were AEW, and this is very easy for me to say, sitting in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky, I would be doing two things at the same time. I'd be negotiating my next rights deal already, and trying to see if I can't get an increase. And I'd be saying, hey, can we also get on HBO Max? Because that would be awesome if they had like the AEW section of HBO Max, for multiple reasons. Peacemakers on that show. You've got some natural John Cena fans there that are going to be like, oh, there's some wrestling here. And you want to be on the same streaming service as Euphoria, especially if you are after a younger demographic. If you are after 18 to 34, you want to be on the same streaming platform as that show specifically. You get on Twitter on a Sunday night, and that is all anything that anybody's talking about. Caden says, Jimmy, it was a troll tweet. Jimmy, why are you not vetting this bullshit?
So first off, I read it in a few different places. I come on here to ask the supposed legend journalist.
Jimmy, this is something that a subscriber would ask me that doesn't even look up anything.
How much time do you think I have
to
vet the stuff that we talk about on the show?
It would be nice if you had a little bit more.
I don't. This is why I utilize Mr.
Ridiculous.
Journalist Sean Rossap to
this
do
is
it.
So ridiculous. Well, listen to this, guys. I encourage you guys to find Jimmy Van's IP and hack his bank accounts and then send me money, because it's not going to be hard. He doesn't do any research.
Right.
Oh, wait. Sorry. You can't do it. You can't do it. You know why? You want to know why? Because Jimmy uses NordVPN.com/Fightful. So he's secured. I bet he's probably got unsecured Wi-Fi at his house. Probably doesn't even have a password on it. But he's got NordVPN.com/Fightful, and he can get a great deal plus an additional month free when you go there.
I'm a hot spot for my whole neighborhood, John.
And Jimmy is a notorious cheapskate. He puts me up in crack houses when I come to Toronto. Hasn't even brought me to Toronto this decade, if you would believe that.
Yeah, what a dick I am.
This decade, he hasn't brought me to Toronto. But if he does, I won't miss my favorite shows just because they're region blocked or because I'm traveling and I'm on that nasty Wi-Fi, because I got NordVPN.com/Fightful. And when I'm in Canada, I can still access content from over 59 different countries, including back home, by changing my virtual location with just one click. And as I mentioned, Jimmy is a notorious cheapskate. So there's a 30-day money-back guarantee if NordVPN is not right for you. You can use it on all your devices, phone, tablet, laptop, desktop. Man, there's a whole lot of benefits to this. You can practically pay for it. It pays for itself once you subscribe to a lot of those services in a cheaper manner. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Who is that, Jimmy? Is that Brett the Hitman Hart? That looks like him. That's what somebody on Twitter said.
Your head is actually too big to put the mask on.
Yeah, you're obsessed like,
that's,
with my head.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Jermaine says Brett can challenge Sammy for the TNT title. KE775 says, think we see a women's match at Mania that doesn't involve a title. Yes, I think there will be multiple.
There's way too many women on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, to not do that.
To not do
before,
it.
Before you take Jimmy out of context there.
Yeah, fire a bunch of them. Too many.
Go British Bulldog. There's new room for a woman in the WWF. Bryson Yee says, speaking of big weekly shows, that's what he said to China.
They did it.
There's new room for a woman in the WWF. Bryson says, speaking of big weekly shows, this week seems really lackluster. What's up with that? I you know what? Off the top of my head, I can't like think of what's on this week's show.
You mean Dynamite?
Yeah, or SmackDown, or I didn't know anything about Raw before it aired.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't a lot. I
think SmackDown, they're teasing Brock again. That's the only thing I can think of.
Interested in Terminus and GCW this weekend, though. Jeremy says, concerns that AEW's roster is getting too big. My concern is we're going to have an SRS special about 20, 30 wrestlers AEW decided not to re-sign. Well, okay. Again, for some people, they're going to pretend to be outraged about anything. Contracts expiring is a common thing. Our deal with Shaquille Mejuri expired last year. And we're like, you know what? You want to explore other options? We're fine with that. Cool. Right. Let's do that. That happens. That's business. Signing people to big new deals and cutting them in a few months that's not a thing that usually happens. So I don't think you're going to see in bunches a bunch of people leaving. You'll see people's deals expiring, some staying, some going. I do think the roster is a little big right now, but I also think that I like the time off that some of these people get. But then there are some people that don't need the time off that also aren't getting on TV.
And that's part of the problem is when you because again, Tony Khan is one guy. And I understand that he allows his wrestlers to have creative input, but yeah, he's the decision maker. And when you're essentially one guy, it's a lot for him to take on. That's why we've talked before about, I still think he's going to get burned out. I mean, when you're doing the football and you're doing the soccer and you're doing this, Vince McMahon was just wrestling.
Yeah,
for 30 years, whatever, he was just wrestling.
But then he got into movies and the XFL. Like, he did some other stuff.
He did, but you
bodybuilding. Come on, he wasn't just wrestling.
Well, okay, bodybuilding. I think he did that as an avenue to get Lex Luger because Luger had a non-compete, and he did a few one-offs like Sugar Ray Leonard. He promoted a fight, whatever. But for the most part, like week to week, day to day, Vince was WWF, and that was it.
Drew says, you're not a journalism. Matthew says, what are the plans for WrestleMania? Will we get Edge and AJ and Cody versus Seth? Cody versus Seth, I don't know. Edge and AJ has been pitched. They're alluding to it. That is what the teases are about. But Matt says, Jimmy needs to stop reading tweets from that Toru Yano account. It's a good account.
I don't even know who that is.
It very funny account.
Oh, is it? All right.
Alan says, Jimmy's still the undisputed Fightful world champion. Well, buddy, there's not two L's in it.
But I think I think I own that domain too. I think.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Bryson Yee says, should check out Prestige Crazy Show this weekend. I will not be watching much wrestling this weekend. I am going house shopping.
Really?
Yes, I am. Heavy metal. Yeah, finally I can make offers. Heavy Metal Chris says, do you think Jay White turning on GOD? Or what do you think? How would you want to see it play out in AEW? I'd prefer to see the Bucks rejoin and Bullet Club feud with Indisputed Era. The biggest free agent AEW needs is Regal. Well, I can tell you Regal does have an appearance coming up soon, but it's not for like a wrestling company. But I was shocked that Jay White joined up with them, but I am consistently fascinated with the angles of Bullet Club these days. Like they keep me interested. I just don't know if it'll ever have a full on, let's tie this together with a bow and all that. I think Cody, AJ, and Finn Balor are three very important pieces that need to be involved in that story. And AJ ain't ever going to be involved in that story again. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to say never, because I heard some stuff that may indicate it's a possibility way down the line. But I think that'd be very important. I would like to see the Bucks just rejoin Omega, and we'll kind of see where that goes and see if they can do some Bullet Club integration. If Tony's announcement is a big super show, there's no reason this can't happen.
For sure. For sure.
And we've got a Matt J. Hendricks saying Jay White turning on Bullet Club members is the new norm now. That it is. That it is. Joel Wood says, sorry, I'm late, but are we still the belief that, that Cody's coming to WWE? Where do you see Gargano going now that Candace has had her baby? I think it's 50-50 Gargano to AEW or WWE. I don't think he knows right now. I do believe Cody's still coming to WWE. I just don't know if it's imminent. Ultimate Boiler says, in my dream world, I'm imagining no one answers. Edge's call at Mania. Styles comes out. They get ready to ring the bell. Then smoke and mirrors hits. I think you advertise Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. I don't think you...
No, you don't have to, Sean. I don't think so. I think you
want to sell some tickets there. I think you do want to sell some tickets.
I don't know, because like a lot of their money now comes off that Peacock deal, which you're going to get regardless.
But they want to put asses in seats. That's for damn sure.
Maybe for the aesthetic they do. Yeah, I don't know.
For the money, too. They still want to make that money.
I'm still a big believer in, you know, whereas Tony Khan uses surprises too damn often.
Yeah.
WWE maybe sometimes doesn't use them enough. Like, I'm still a believer in having surprises at the right time, whether it be at Mania, whether it be the Raw after Mania. There's still times I think that they should be pulling that stuff out.
I think they were in just a different situation the last couple of years. I do.
I'm granted they were with COVID for sure.
While we've got plenty more super chats, but there's still a few topics we haven't even touched on. Bobby Lashley, Montez Ford, Drake Maverick. Drake Maverick's back with WWE in a creative role. I'm told this happened a long time ago.
You know what? I posted something on Twitter. I noticed when the word got out about this, there were surprisingly, maybe not surprisingly, because social media, there was a lot of criticism and negativity.
Yeah.
About how can he do that? They fired him twice. How can he do that? And I saw that and I thought to myself, he's just a regular dude. He's got bills to pay. He's making a living. Let the guy make a living. You know what I mean?
Let the guy surf. Let him surf, Jimmy.
Yeah, let him surf. Let him surf.
Let him surf. WWE needs more 30-something-year-old guys that have wrestled and have life experience. I mean, oftentimes you see WWE writing and you're like, who wrote this? Look at Drake Maverick's wife. The guy knows something about life experience, okay? Like, the guy can relate to the wrestlers on the screen. I think it's very important to have a person like Drake Maverick on the creative team.
Well, he responded to the news about his new job, and he posted a message on his LinkedIn page of all places, and he basically explained that he's happy with his in-ring accomplishments. And now he has the opportunity to expand his horizons even further in the industry that he loves. So good for him, man. Good for him. He seems like he's happy. The guy can make a living. And like you said, he's a guy in the right age demo who's got in-ring experience. And so let's see what he can bring to the table. Yeah. Now, being from a writer there is a thankless job. We've heard that, you know?
Yes. From what I understand, it was never a doubt. Like, he would be remaining with the company in some capacity.
Right.
And he never even got to his free agency period. So I think that this was probably a plan all along.
Right.
Matt says AEW's roster may be bloated, but they're also allowed to wrestle elsewhere, which is a benefit. Plus they have 4 shows. That is also a very good point. I like the squash matches. When people say, oh, they're doing it to pad stats. It's fake. It's fake. Not real. Alan Marks.
Damn them.
I know.
Pad those predetermined stats.
Alan Marks, thank you so much for all the super chats you've sent in today. I greatly appreciate you. He says, I think the Bullet Club angle needs Jay White versus Kenny Omega. I do too. I think it'd be great. Joel Woods got a good one. He says, debut Cody at the March 14th in Jacksonville Raw.
Oh, that would be
troll level would be enormous. I agree, yeah. Joel. I think that would be a real good one.
That'd be interesting.
I didn't even know they were heading there. Philip says, who would you consider to be the face of AEW? Like, who is their John Cena, Roman Reigns? Well, Jimmy said earlier it was Cody.
I thought it was.
I would say Kenny Omega.
I'm almost reluctantly thinking Jericho.
I don't.
Yeah, I know that there's a certain sect of the fan base now that thinks that he's kind of passe and whatnot, but he was the MVP for their first year without question.
Yeah,
maybe the Bucks even. The Bucks are, you know, because they inspired along with Cody, the first All-In show.
Yeah.
So maybe even Punk, Sean, in terms of like the face, the name right now, maybe. Yeah.
Tom Brady asks if there's any possible way he's back with WWE with Gargano. Yes, I think there's a very solid chance that he's back with WWE if they pay him the right kind of money.
And he was a Sean guy, right?
Shawn Michaels? I mean, yeah. I hope he's a Sean Ross Sapp guy. Oh my gosh, I would love that. Matthew Ham says at WrestleMania, it'll be Damian Priest versus Demon Balor for the U.S. Championship, as well as Riddle versus Orton. Yeah, considering they're having the Priest-Balor match next week on Raw, I would fully expect it to also be at WrestleMania, knowing WWE. But Riddle and Orton would be good, too. I think those are good matches to add to this show. Matt says, I'm more likely giving up on SmackDown next week for Batman. That's understandable. I get that. And Jace says, please give me Hangman and G.O.D. versus Omega and Bucks versus White and Good Brothers versus Undisputed. I think you got to have one that's just a Bullet Club war too, but Blood and Guts with something like that or Stadium Stampede with something like that, I think could be a lot of fun, Jimmy.
It's a lot of talent in one matchup, Sean.
Stadium Stampede or Blood and Guts. That's how you do it. But yes, I would love, I want to see a bow put on that. Let's talk about Montez Ford. Tremaine says Vince won't listen, but even The Rock knows Montez is money and can be the guy. Unfortunately, this isn't a common thing with guys like him.
You know what? I feel like I have been talking for, it feels like 2 years.
Every time we talk about it.
Yeah, about two guys. I always put over Chad Gable and I always put over Montez Ford. And I've done it hundreds of times, it feels like. Finally, Chad Gable is getting his due and he's crushing every segment. And he is now a featured attraction on Raw. Montez Ford is the other guy that I've always put over. And he got one match with Roman Reigns. He got one singles match with Roman Reigns. And he did a good job in that singles match with Roman Reigns, but he continues to be just running in quicksand every single week. I don't get it. I look at him, I see a superstar, and when I see The Rock, so basically what happened was Montez Ford was interviewed by Ryan Satin, and he really put over The Rock because The Rock was his guy when he was younger, and The Rock on Instagram responded with a really positive message to Montez Ford, and this was the last thing The Rock said. He said,
"What a
and
guy."
He said, when you become world champion one day, I'll be right there rooting you on. My question for you is, this a man doesn't listen to his fan base. He sure as fuck doesn't know who I am. Do you think that maybe having somebody like The Rock publicly put over Montez Ford might be enough for them to think, you know what, let's give him a chance?
No, because Steve Austin pretty much did the same thing with Cesaro publicly. And when Vince was of more sound mind, he said, got to grab that brass ring, pal. And Cesaro never got there. And a lot of people can say a lot of things about promos. Boy, did I hear it this week when people claimed that Shelton Benjamin couldn't cut a promo or wasn't charismatic. Buddy, I have watched too many people reach the top of WWE without being able to cut a promo or any of that and have less than what Shelton Benjamin has. Then you're talking about Montez Ford, who has that.
He's got everything. Montez Ford's got everything.
A superstar family.
Everything. He's got. Yeah, and like, you know, now I wouldn't necessarily want them to do with him and Bianca what they did with Seth and Becky, because that was annoying.
Of course.
But Bianca Elite and Montez Ford, he's just got everything. And I know some people sometimes, whenever I put over Montez Ford, they'll say, well, what about Dawkins? What about Dawkins? And don't get me wrong, he's a good talent too, but with all due respect to him, Montez Ford is single superstar in the making. But I just feel like Vince doesn't see it. Like, he's just got the guy out there every week doing the same promo where they talk about what's going to be on the show that week. He's doing the same shit. And it feels like it's been 4 years. He's been doing the same shit on the main roster.
Yep. I'm ready for them, man. I'm ready for some layers.
Yes.
Speaking of, Joel Wood says, I love you, Sean, but you can't drop a nugget like I'm hearing something about AJ and Bullet Club down the line and play it off like we won't notice. Sure, I can. Thanks for your $10.
And don't forget, Sean did post on Select that AJ signed a new multi-year deal. So it's not like you're going to see anything tomorrow anyway.
Yeah. I mean, we had some people say, oh, well, didn't Observer say that? Yeah, Dave mentioned it on the podcast. There was no article about it.
Right.
So I kept asking and I asked and I asked and I asked. And I nagged people for 6 or 7 weeks.
Right.
And I got the confirmation. AJ Styles has re-signed a multi-year deal. Huge money, Jimmy. And he deserves every dime.
100%.
Full details on that on FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. Even if you're like,
well, it appears on other news sites pretty quickly. I'd read it.
Support what we're doing. We would greatly appreciate it. Matt says AJ and Jeff Hardy are notoriously bad promos, but former WWE champions. I don't think AJ's a bad promo.
I don't either.
I think he's a great promo.
I agree.
Jeff is. Yes. Jeff is.
Yes.
But Jeff had that something.
Yes. Have you seen Jeff on Broken Skull Sessions?
Yes, I have.
I couldn't watch it all.
It was bad.
I couldn't watch it all. Yeah. Just not good.
Chad says, have you heard anything about AEW having interest in Athena, Mia Yim, Nixon Newell, or Toni Storm? I don't think they're interested in Mia. I've heard of some talks with Athena. I haven't heard anything on Nixon and Toni as of yet. I think there should be. I think all of them should get a shot. If you have the opportunity to book all four of them, see how they work with your locker room, see how that goes, and possibly bring them in, because that transforms your roster. Those four names transforms your roster. Laredo said, how do you see AEW and WWE in 5 years in general? I think AEW will have a higher profile than they have now. I think they will have gained positive momentum. And I think WWE will be owned by a different company. I think they'll be owned by a content company.
Possible. They're both going to get an increase in their rights.
Yeah.
Because that's just the trend of where things are going with live content. So they're both going to get an increase. WWE is probably going to continue. Even though they're eroding fans and they're eroding in popularity, they're probably going to just continue to become more and more profitable because that's just where things are going with live content, sports content.
We're heading down the home stretch, guys. I got to finish up at 3:55, so I'm going to get through these super chats. Colt says, I love Sean's troll voice. Johnny says, has WWE given up on Omos? No, I don't think so. I don't think there's anything wrong with him having a week off after winning a handicap match. That's one of the things that I mentioned I like about AEW. You don't have to see the same people every week. I don't need to see Omos wrestle every week.
I don't think they know what to do with him. I think Vince's whole thing was, okay, let's split the team because Vince wants to split every team.
Yes.
And once he decided, let's split the team, that's it. He had nothing else for Omos.
I keep saying, like, in the ring, I don't see it. On the mic, I don't see it. I don't see it from a presence standpoint. The money I see in Omos is who knocks him off his feet first, who slams him first, who pins him first.
Remember him and Lashley?
Yes.
Crown went ape shit.
Yes.
So I agree. They got to use them better. I agree.
K775 says, do you think we see Lita again? Yes, I absolutely do. After that performance, I thought she was a little rusty with body language, but I thought she did really, really good in that match. It was so much better than I had even imagined. I thought they would have a 5-6 minute play the hits match, and both of those women were doing new things. So salute to Lita and Becky for having a good match and not just resting on like, oh, well, we could just play the hits and get away with that. They had a fun, good match.
Yeah, and Lita keeps on suggesting that she's got a run left in her too, so I don't think she was thinking one and done.
Daniel says, my question is, why is there anybody you think would be good in a faction that would be a complete surprise? Mine is Orange Cassidy and the House of Black. That would be funny.
All of them together?
Yeah, probably just Orange Cassidy. That'd be very funny, but... I mean, there's a lot of them. I personally think Johnny should pop up and give Best Friends some legitimacy from on a main event level. I think that would be really good. Joel says, I'm worried that a content company buying WWE would be bad long term. Wrestling companies not owned by wrestling people don't have a good track record. Buddy, WWE right now doesn't have a good track record being owned by a wrestling guy. I think they would probably put somebody in charge that would. The content creation companies, I think, are smart enough to know with an investment like that, they need somebody else to run that. Like, they got to have somebody. They got to have a better showrunner.
I think it comes down to, are they going to have things like standards and practices? And
sure.
Because that's basically what WCW ran into.
Let's see.
Lashley.
Some Super Punk talks about, well, let me get through these chats.
Okay.
Some Super Punk says, I pitched TK buying ROH and some slight directives, letting them run independent until you have crossover stories and annual events. Almost all of my tweets are just jokes anyway, like how you discuss Cody turning heel, then he joins WWE. I wish Tony Khan would buy a Ring of Honor, honestly. Just for the video library, I think that'd be fun. Real Take Sports says, was having a rough day at work and saw you and Jimmy were live and it cheered me up. Thanks for a great show. Thank you so much. We're glad that we can even cheer you up.
It's amazing what the mask can do, Sean.
It is. Well, let's talk about Lashley because we got to wrap up. Familia Day says that he's got a shoulder injury. That sucks.
So have you heard how it happened? Because I went back and watched the Rumble match. And you know how Bobby was taking those Germans?
That's the rumor.
Okay, because he started. Did you notice that he was turning his body on the landing?
Yes, that is the rumor. I haven't confirmed it, though.
Okay, so anybody, if you got the network or Peacock, if you go back and watch the match, Lashley started turning his body on the landing on the Germans. And it was very noticeable that he was doing it. And so when I heard that it was supposedly a shoulder injury, it would make sense to me. That's why he was turning his body. And I want to say one thing about Brock Lesnar. And you know, Sean, I've long been a fan of Brock Lesnar. I put him over all the time on this podcast. How many times have they done Elimination Chamber matches now, Sean? for years and years and years, right? Not once has a guy ever gotten in there and he looks at the other guy in a pod and he goes up and he breathes on the pod to fog it up, draws an X on it.
He Brock gets Lesnar, it. He's the best. He is next level.
He is awesome.
Give me more years of this Lesnar.
He's excellent. And when I saw him do that, I would love to know, was that just improvised or did he check earlier in the day that the material could even do that?
I bet it was improvised, buddy. I bet it was improvised. He gets it.
It was fantastic. Fantastic.
Brock Lesnar, also a guy that people said couldn't cut a promo. How about that one?
Yes. Yes.
Matt says Lashley holding his arm during the Lesnar match makes more sense now. That it does. And Rob Reed says Damian Priest saying he wants to face Mania or main event level talent. Is that possibly Cody's Mania match? Not that I've heard. I haven't heard that ever brought up.
I think people would find it disappointing if Cody's not in there with the main event level guy. Yes. Right out of the chute. Against Damian Priest.
Yeah. Guys, we're cutting off super chats at this point, as mentioned in the chat. Matthew Ham says, what matches do you think will happen at Mania 38? I think Rollins, Cody, if they can make it happen. AJ Edge. I would love to see the Divas of Doom against Boss and Hug Connection. Like, I would love to see that match.
Is Bayley ready to go?
I don't know, but that's what I would love to see. I want to see that very, very badly. JW Pringle wraps us up and says, before we end for the day, mental health moment. If you think you need help, please reach out. You're loved and worthy. It can be difficult to do, but it's in your best interest. We need you here with us. That we do. Every time he sends that, I mention to you guys, head over to NAMI Communicate on Twitter. I've done a lot of work with them for their fundraisers and their walks and stuff like that. They are a fantastic cause. If you want to donate to some good kitties and doggos in my area, I'm on Cameo now. I'll roast you. I'll say nice things about you. Head over there. Find me. But find me at FightfulSelect.com. I'm about to run over and do Quizlemania now. Bye, Jimmy.
I can't wait to watch that live.
Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.